The following podcast is brought to you by the Media Studies and Communication Department at Dominican University of California. Lock your doors, check under the bed, and turn on a nightlight because it's about to get scary. I, DJ Ghost, will be your guide through all things paranormal. Listen at your own risk because when you listen, you won't be able to sleep tonight. You better keep one eye open. Welcome back to When I Open. Today I'm here with a special guest. Her name is Lou. She's a dance major here at Dominican, and apparently she's from a pretty ghostly town, so I'm happy to have you on the podcast, Lou. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay, so my first question for you is, do you believe in ghosts, and why?
Okay, I used to be a very firm believer of ghosts, and I still am, but I haven't really experienced any ghosts before, and I haven't had any kind of paranormal activity reportings recently, so it hasn't been on the forefront of my mind. But I believe in them because, I mean, like, come on, there's got to be something more out there. Yeah. And I've never had a full-on like ghost encounter, but I've just sensed energies. And I come from a kind of haunted town, so.
So you said that you haven't really experienced anything personally. Do you know anyone else has experienced things like for themselves and like heard those stories?
I have one of my mom's best friends. Haven't seen him in a long time, but he sages houses and like any kind of buildings. But when he was growing up, he did experience like some really crazy stuff, like things falling off the wall, like birds rushing into the house and just like swarming the entire house. I've had other friends, like I have one friend who wakes up in the middle of the night and has sleep paralysis. It's an every night occurrence, and he wakes up and he sees the same girl like standing in the corner every night, which is crazy. Yeah, it's, and he can't move. It's terrifying. And I have some other friends who have had similar experiences and haunted houses. So
yeah, that is so scary to me. I feel like I'd freak out, honestly. Yeah, but like, how do you feel about the paranormal? Like, does it scare you, or do you think it's kind of interesting? Because like, for me, it's like really scary, but at the same time, it's like, like, what is it? It's kind of interesting to learn about. Like, how do you feel about that?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. So, like, for me, I've had some, like, my house is really, really old. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's definitely, like, we've had people come in and, like, sense activity, things like that. And, like, what they reported to us was, like, you know, it was a kind of like motherly thing. It wasn't like some evil demon, you know, or like bad energy, anything like that. For the most part, at least growing up, I found it to be really scary. I remember there's like this one night when I woke up and I was in our guest room at the time. No, I was in my room at the time, and I woke up and the door opened. No one was there, and I heard footsteps walking all the way into the bathroom, which is connected to my room. Walked in, walked out, which, and it was I was not dreaming. Like, it was 5 minutes after I turned off the light. That was very scary to me, but I think for the most part, it has to be really extreme to be scary. If not, it's more so just like uncomfortable and like weird, and it's hard to make sense of.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So you also said that you come from like a really haunted, like really well-known haunted town. Do you know any of like legends or stories that like gone on there? Well, tell me about them.
Yeah, I got you. So like the town itself, I don't know, the town that I'm from wouldn't be like considered haunted, I guess. It's more so, there's two towns right next to each other in the area that I live in. Both of them have very old hotels, and the one that's really haunted is called the Holbrook Hotel, which they actually just redid. It's a really beautiful hotel, and like we've had, I forget, some president stayed there, I'm not sure, but they did, there's this ghost hunting, I'm forgetting the actual TV series or episodes, but there's a woman who came in and did like a ghost busting, ghost report on the hotel, and basically said that even if the place is burned to the ground, that it'll always be as haunted as it is because it's like a portal apparently for ghosts. It was definitely far-fetched, but like I don't doubt it because the hotel is very scary and there's constantly like it's not scary, but I wouldn't want to stay there. It's creepy. Going to the bathroom by yourself is scary. It's not,
that doesn't sound very fun, not gonna lie. Another question for you. So, would you ever go like ghost hunting in your town? Like, have you ever considered like you and your friends just like, I'm gonna go on a little ghost hunt tonight? Like, have you ever done that?
Yeah. So there's like this. So like, in, actually, at the Holbrook, the hotel I was just talking about. Not my friends really, but my dad drew out the idea of on Halloween that we go to the Holbrook and. In the bathrooms and just in the downstairs area in general, there's these kind of cave-looking, like, things that are... Because the lower floor is down underneath the ground, and so there's these cave structures that when you look into them, it's just kind of, like, dark, and it's just kind of, like, this hole that is... It's hard to explain. But, yeah, we've thrown out the idea of just going in there at night and just, you know, recording... ghost busting, you know, activities, I guess. Like, I don't really know what you would do, but I would never. I was way too scared, and I still would be way too scared to do that.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I feel like I couldn't do that. Like,
no.
Kind of going along with that question, like, would you ever spend the night in the place that is haunted like that? Like, would you go to this hotel and like stay in a hotel room?
Definitely. Yeah. No, I've had conversations with my friends, like. We would totally do that. I would be terrified, but it would be fun. It would totally be fun.
Oh, yeah, it would 100% be fun. Definitely a weird experience to experience. Let's see.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Yeah.
I do a lot. I think it's, I don't know, but they're scary. But they're really interesting for me to learn about. It's just something so surreal that we like, can't understand that it's just like, what the heck? It's so weird.
It's so weird. It's also, like, I don't really know if they are, if it's a ghost or if it's, like, an energy or, you know what I mean? Yeah. But there's also so many unexplainable things. It's just so far out of our, you know, like, brains. Capacity to think. I don't know.
Yeah, it's also, like, it's hard to think, like, kind of leading into my next question is, like, do you believe, like, your ancestors are watching over you and, like, kind of coming as guardian angel and stuff, like, do you think if you were able to see this like a ghost but you didn't know who it was, like, would your first thought be like, oh, it's my like ancestor, like my grandma or something like that, or would you think like, oh, it's a demon right there?
That's hard to say. It would really depend on, like, of course, like, your automatic response or my automatic response would be fear. But I feel like you'd really have to assess, like, what kind of energy you're getting from it. Because I definitely do, I don't know if I believe in the whole, like, you know, my ancestors are, like, constantly watching over me. Mm-hmm. I do, well, not ancestors. Ancestors. Never mind. I believe to an extent, like, I've had moments where, like, I feel a strong sense of, like, you know, someone who has passed. I feel... their presence really strongly in certain moments in my day to day. It's rare, but it does happen. And I do think that to an extent that could be like, you know, they're there in one form or another. I definitely don't think it's like their ghost is just, you know, right there, you know, like we could have a conversation. But I do think that... it's definitely possible, and I think that if I were to encounter that in like a, it's like definitely a ghost, like something just fell off the wall or something crazy and unexplainable, the door just opened, like, or slammed shut, I think that, yeah, my automatic response would be fear.
Yeah. Mine would too, honestly. I feel like I'd just freak out. Do you have any like good ghost stories that you've heard like almost throughout your whole life? Like, there's, like, ones like, oh, Bloody Mary, blah, stuff like that that you've heard that you just, like, have scared you your whole life.
F- for me, the first horror movie I watched is called The Exorcist. It's an older movie, and not that many people have actually seen it, at least in my experience from talking with people. I was absolutely petrified. I was too young to have watched it. The oldness of it made it super scary too, because it was just so eerie and yeah. And that's really scared me. That's like the only ghost story. That's a movie, of course, but that's like the only, and I've heard of other ghost stories too. One of my friends, her house was really, you know, I just hated being in that house, honestly. It was near my house and near the Holbrook Hotel. But the stairs were so steep, and like, she used to see a girl in that house. Things would just explain, or they would just fall off the wall, like, with no explanation. And the vibe that I got in that house was like, I was terrified to go to the bathroom alone. I was terrified to be upstairs alone. Upstairs was really bad. And yes, I was younger, but it was like obviously very scary. And so I guess I don't have a legitimate story there, but that's like a real life example of like when I felt actual fear, not just from a movie.
Yeah. So coming from like a hometown that was obviously really haunted and you had a lot of experiences with, coming here to Dominican and learning that there's like a lot of things that are haunted here, like you have Blue Boy, you have like the nun at Angelical Hall and all this stuff, like how did you feel like learning this?
At first I was scared, but to be honest, like, I think that's the difference. I still do believe in ghosts, but as I've gotten older, I'm very much have more so a mindset of like, unless I experience it, I'm not going to think about it or assume. So although all of the stories that I've heard seem to be very true, like, I've been in Angelico running around upstairs, downstairs, and like, the first time I was alone, I was like, oh, damn, it is a little creepy. Oh, excuse my language. But but I think that as of now, like, I just, unless it's a really scary story, then I just don't think about it. And until I have my own experience, then I'm just not going to be scared, you know?
Yeah. Have you had any, like, weird experiences or weird feelings, like, just walking around campus, walking past Meadowlands or Angelico? And because you spend a lot of time in Angelico because you're a dancer. Mm-hmm. Have you had any, like, weird feelings, weird experiences? Have, like, your friends have had any weird experiences or feelings at all?
I've never had any of my friends tell me specific stories. They've mostly just told me that it's creepy. I think for me, since I'm a freshman, whenever I'm in Angelico, I only have one class there, and then the other times that I'm there, I'm normally with the dance majors, and we've only had one performance in there so far, and I was filled with so much like excitement and nerves that was the last thing on my mind, to be honest. But I wouldn't be surprised if something happens. Yeah. You know, just it's definitely you get a weird feeling in there, like if I think about it or just am alone. Yeah,
for sure. 100%. Last question. This is kind of lighthearted and fun, but if you were a ghost, who and where would you haunt?
Oh my gosh. Hold on, let me think about this real quick. Do you know who you would haunt?
I have no idea who I would haunt, honestly. Like, I feel like I just haunt my family and friends just to kind of mess with them, but there's not like a one person.
I think I would definitely, like, some of my closest friends and my parents, and just my entire family on my mom's side. It's like, just to mess with them, I would totally haunt them. Haunt. Yeah. Not, like, you know, do anything bad. But there's a few people that I don't really like. Or things just didn't end well. No, not actually. I'm not on bad terms with anyone. But there's just some people that I am really angry at, and yeah, I would totally mess with them. Yeah. Not in a nice way either. Yeah. I would want to be scared.
Yeah, I think everyone has that person, honestly.
Yeah, everyone has that person.
Well, that's the end of our episode, so thank you for coming on here, and thank you for being an amazing guest.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.